Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
What is in your well? If you're on a path to living more happily from the inside out, asking yourself, what's in my well, can be a great way of finding your own wealth. When I ask the question, what's in your well, does it remind you of the Capital One credit card commercials? Their campaign was all about, what's in your wallet? Apparently, the campaign was so successful by this credit card company that it has gone on now for several years and several incarnations. The idea being, if you don't have a credit card in your wallet, then chances are likely you don't have much inside of you. Well, what if I were to switch the idea around, that instead of looking to your wallet, instead of feeding more money into a credit card company that just loves when you borrow away, what if I shared with you some thoughts about you and your well? Well, as in the repository, the deep repository of water that is found in the earth. And what if the water found in the earth is the life that's found in you? Well, probably 2 days ago, I had gotten out of bed, entered into my hallway, and before I turned to go down the stairs, I was caught, as if it were the first time I ever saw it, by a photograph that I asked my husband to take of me and our daughter somewhere in Northern Italy, I gather. We were all going out to dinner while on a family trip, and it was summertime, and we passed by a well. It was an ancient well, hundreds of years old, and it was standing, in a sense, above ground, but there was something about the stone that so caught my eye, and I said, Jimmy, do me a favor, please. I said, take a picture of Kaylee and me standing by the well. There was something so timeless about that well that I wanted to memorialize it with me and my daughter. Now, maybe it's because my mind thinks differently. Maybe it's because it was the end of her homeschooling years, where not only was I training or teaching Kaylee about academics and life, but it was always so important to me to train up my daughter in certain thought processes that would always help her to find her identity and to find wisdom, not by looking outwardly to the world, but by being mindful and going inward and finding out those quiet places of her soul, you could say of the Holy Spirit, that would speak wisdom. And there we were, in a sense. I don't even want to judge the picture. You ought to go to my website, mauraforyou.com, and look up the blog post that will be by the same name, What's in Your Well. Take a look at the photograph, and I'm sure it will speak to you in your own way. If we can think about wells, the places of deep water, the very life force that keeps us going and without which we can't live for very long, that it's found somewhere inside of us, and that we, when we need it, and even when we don't, can go and dig down deep in our own well and come up with a water and a life and a wisdom and things that so feed our soul that we don't have to worry or even be mindful of the constant messages from credit card companies that ask us what's in our wallet. Now, I know sometimes that the things I speak about invite you to change the things you pay attention to. They change your focus. They go from looking at all the things that the world and the culture speak to you of either being important or being critical And instead, they ask you to look somewhere else, to find a couple of new meanings, but always with the same idea in mind. It's always to look inwardly at what is unseen and draw up and out something that is universally and wonderfully uplifting, not just for you, but for other people around you. Today, wherever you are, ask yourself in the quiet moments, what's in my well? And when you get your answer, I hope that you go down and you draw up what's in your well so that not only you can enjoy it and be happy, but those around you can do it too. So before we get ready to go, let's hold on for just one more minute and hear from someone else about what it is that makes them happy too from the inside out. Bye-bye.
My name is Greg Taylor. I'm 24 years old and I live in Pennsylvania. Right now I'm a student studying in Germany to become a professional brewmaster. I left my job as a restaurant general manager recently because I really wasn't enjoying it and I wanted to pursue a career in a field that I'm passionate about. Someday I have dreams of opening my own brewing business. What makes me happy is living in the present moment, learning, having life goals and working towards them, traveling, connecting with others on a deeper level, spending time with those that I love, and following my passion. And that's what makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.